Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. I want to share with you the story of a recent child that came to my office from Kentucky. Now this child, his name is William. I'm not going to, obviously tell you his last name, but William was brought to me because he is on the autistic spectrum. And what I'm going to share with you is something that I believe is very, very common, a very common cause of autistic spectrum conditions. And, I'll be honest with you, it may be a little tough for you to listen to this today. But, it's the truth and you need to hear it because bottom line is I'm not really worried about your feelings. I'm here to help these kids get better. So it's time some of the truth came out. Now, William is suffering with this autistic spectrum sort of symptoms. He's on some pretty heavy-duty medication just to kind of allow him to function. But basically, he just walks around like a robot. I mean, he can't suppress his impulses. I mean, he was here in the office. He was kind of well-behaved, but he doesn't talk unless he wants to, and he's like eating food the entire time he's here. I mean, he kind of looks very kind of animal-looking. And when you dig into his health history, what you find out very quickly is that he's got a twin brother. I mean, he's got a fraternal twin brother, and his brother's normal. His brother was born 45 seconds before him, or 45 minutes, I can't remember what it was, and his brother is totally neurotypical. However, William has a sister who's older than him that is also on the autistic spectrum. Now, in my brain, I understand when I see something like that, my mind has to go to one thing, autoimmune. Now, if you don't know what autoimmune is when the immune system mistakenly, right, your army mistakenly turns on you and attacks your tissues. And a significant number of kids have been diagnosed on the autistic spectrum. They have autoimmune disease. In fact, many of them have autoimmune disease against their own brain, and that's actually what's producing all those symptoms you see, the stimming, the hyperactivity, the compulsivity, all those things you're seeing. Many kids, the reason they have that is because they have an autoimmune attack on their brain. Now, where did this come from? Well, when I'm sitting here doing the family history, I asked, I say, hey, is there a family history of any type of autoimmune disease in either one of your families? Dad's got a sister with scleroderma. Mom's got a sister with MS. So we got on both sides of the family, we've got a history of autoimmune disease. And this case of this family perfectly replicates a study that I read in which they took a mother that had three kids, two that had problems neurological developmentally, and one that didn't. They took antibodies out of this mom. And check this out, they actually injected the antibodies into a female rat who gave birth to some rat babies, and they found out that the antibodies from the human mom that were given to the rat mom actually attacked the cerebellum of the rat babies. Now, the cerebellum is a part of the brain right back here, and since I read that study, and I probably read it maybe, 2 or 3 months ago, when William walked in and I saw this history, I thought immediately, this is what's happening with this family. This kid's got an autoimmune disease against his own brain. Now, the good thing is, I know what to do about that. There are some very specific diet things, some lifestyle things, and some specific supplementation that we can do to help calm down this attack on his brain. And really what's going to happen to William, and we're waiting to get all of his test results back, because I'm actually testing right now to find out, if this situation is going on, if his immune system has become unbalanced. And what we're going to do as part of his treatment plan is very simple. There's going to be diet changes, which are too numerous to go into now, but some very specific things that he has to do. Some lifestyle changes, meaning, for a kid who's 6 years old, lifestyle is going to be making sure he's got appropriate sleep hygiene. Specific supplementation to help control and manage this immune system problem. Then fourth, we're going to have to do brain-based rehabilitation. Now, this is where I identify areas in that child, in his brain, that are not working correctly. I mean, you can actually just think of it like a muscle. I develop specific exercises, if you want to call it that, or stimulation to help wake up and strengthen those areas. Now, without all four components of that plan, this kid is going to suffer, and his family is going to suffer forever. I mean, this kid's never going to be independent. I mean, I asked his parents, who's going to take care of this kid when you're gone? Because if you haven't thought about it, you need to think about it. And autoimmune disease needs to be tested for, must be considered in any child that's on the autistic spectrum. And to me, I think it's terribly, terribly underdiagnosed because most people have no idea how to even test for it. Antibody tests, not really that great. What you have to do is test the immune system. You've got to look at cytokines and TB lymphocytes, and the story just starts there. But I'm very excited for this kid because whatever comes back from his testing, I'm going to be able to help him. And I'll give you guys a follow-up in a couple months and keep you updated on how William is doing. Just remember, autoimmune disease must be considered when you're talking about how to help a child that's on the autistic spectrum.